Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Ramahandorabasanda. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. Father, we give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship, God. We give you worship. No other God beside you. And you, we move and we have our being, oh God. Oh, we give you worship, oh God. We give you worship, oh God. Lamosekere. Oh, Ramakandere. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship, oh God. There is no God beside you. We give you praise and we give you worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we worship and we praise you tonight, Lord God Almighty. We worship and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Ramaha. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We worship you this day. Father, we praise you and we worship you this day. Father, we praise you and we worship you this day. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we worship and we praise you. We worship and we praise you. We worship and we praise you, Almighty God. We worship and we praise you, Almighty God. Oh, Lamanda. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. In you we move and we have our being, oh God. Certainly, Lord God. Certainly, God. About Sunday, there is no God. There is no God beside you, Lord. Certainly, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah tonight, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you tonight, Holy Spirit. We welcome you to lead and to guide. We welcome you to lead and to guide. We welcome you to lead and to guide, oh precious Holy Spirit. We welcome you to lead and to guide. Tonight, I ask you, Lord God Almighty, by the name of Jesus Christ, that if I have committed any sin, Lord God, I ask you to forgive me and to wash me and cleanse me in the blood. That way I can come boldly to your throne and I can seek mercy in the time of need, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that your Holy Spirit will be the leader tonight. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will be the guide tonight. The Holy Spirit will be leading your children tonight. In the name of Jesus, I hide myself behind the cross, Almighty God, and I let you come forth and be glorified. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come down tonight. Let the glory of God come down tonight and ignite us from the inside out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that whatever comes out of my mouth tonight, Father God, if it's not the right word, Father, do not. I pray, Father God, that the person that's hearing it will just block it out of their system. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that anything that go to the ear will be what you want them to hear. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, let them know the urgency. Let them know the time of the hour. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, now I hide myself behind the cross. Let you now come forth and be glorified in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Welcome, 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 welcome tonight, I pray. And as you know, we will be continuing tonight with Prophetic deliverance. Amen. That's what the Father called. He said, we're doing prophetic deliverance. And so far, if you weren't on the call before, you could go under the Holy Tabernacle and you could get some of the classes that was already given out, information that was given out. So tonight we're going to move on. And as I said, we're a minister. I am getting information from the fingers of God. Therese D. Solomon. That's the one I'm using. Okay, so let's go in and let's start. The signs of demonic influence, demonic manifestation in the lives of people. It says it comes in different ways. The enemy wants to keep you in mental chaos, physical pain, trauma, and emotional issues. We have seen that today in all different type of shape and form. We have seen it all over the place with different people manifesting different kind of health issues, mental traumas, all different kind of things. So that's why, and that's where we have physical pain. So that's why, and that's where healing and deliverance will come in. Okay. So that's why the Father want us to actually really talk about this subject. Okay. So we see the different ways how the enemy comes in, how he comes in and he hide himself into the corner to do his sneaky work. So now we have to recognize those demonic influence. Okay, the enemy is a lookalike. All right, the enemy manifests himself in the art of deception. That is why we need to have the discerning of spirit. I'm not talking about suspicion. Okay, suspicion is when you think, oh my God, oh yeah, this is going on and that's going on, but no. Discerning of spirit is when you walk and you're rooted in love. And you don't have anything carnal minded. Okay? Suspicion is carnal minding, but the discerning of spirit is when the Spirit of God give you insight of what's going on in a situation. You should ask God to give you that discerning of spirit. When you go to 1 Corinthians 12, I think it is. 1 Corinthians 12 talk about the different gifts. Let me go to 1 Corinthians 12. Talks about different gifts. Let me go on. I didn't have that in my notes, but I'm going to go in and I'm going to actually look it over. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. Shadow Soria Mama. I'm asking God tonight to just break some cycles, break some of the demonic sources and forces of our lives. First Corinthians 12. Glory to God. It talks about concerning spiritual gifts. So, hey, discerning of a spirit is a spiritual gift. So, I'm going to come down to verse 4. Talks about the diversity of spirit. That means it's different gifts, but it's the same spirit, but it just administer in different administration in the body of Christ. Talks about the spirit of wisdom, the knowledge, miracles, and then it comes another discerning of spirit. So go to the Father and let him know that, Father, I need this gift in my life. I need to know how to discern, not to have suspicion, but needing to know how to discerning that I may be able to judge correctly by the Spirit and not by my spirit, but by the Spirit of God. When you read some part in the Bible, when you read, if you start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see where Jesus was able to discern When you look, he had insight, supernatural insight that other people did not know, but Jesus knows these things. He was able to look, see, and hear. Demonic spirits were becoming into his area, and he was able to see. And even though spirits was able to know that Jesus, why do you come to torment us before the time? So therefore, Jesus was able to discern, and those demonic spirits know who Jesus was also. They know he was the Son of God. And in an essence, they would say to him, Jesus, why do you come to torment us before the time? And in some instance, he would say, calm yourself down and do not speak, because he did not want himself to be shown before the time of his death. He wants to be able to teach his disciples how to go for it and do the same thing that he was doing. Like, for instance, when I'm ministering and I go before someone and I stand in front of them, the Holy Spirit will give me insight that I don't know anything about. And that's how you discern. He will talk to you. I mean, you may not be able to decipher it one at the same time. You may be saying, oh my God, I might be wrong. I don't know what I'm doing. But tell you what, you continue doing what you are doing. The word of God said, try the spirit. Let me find that scripture. Hallelujah. It's very important that we come whenever the Holy Spirit leads to do these classes. It's so important for us to come and get it. So important. All right, let me go in here. Be led by your spirit. Let your spirit be open. You do not want to have the work of man, but you want to have the strategic insight of the Holy Spirit. The word of God said, try the spirit. So let me find that scripture. You should come every time when we meet with a pencil on paper. Scripture on try the spirit. Because you never know how the Holy Spirit is going to use. So I'm just checking this out right now, SPIRIT. Because like I said, it was not in my notes. So he said, try the spirit. Scripture on try the spirit. I'm Hebrews. All right, let's go to 1 John 4. I'm write this down. 1 John 4. Four, 1 to 5. And also we're gonna check. I'm gonna check Hebrews because I didn't check it. Hebrews 4:12. Romans. Like I said, I just got this out of Google, so I'm gonna check these. Don't hold me accountable to this because I didn't check these scriptures, okay? That's why it's so important that we look these scriptures over and make sure that we are speaking what the word of God is saying. Do not take what anybody say unless you check it out for yourself. Very important. Yes, the word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. But you need to check the word for yourself. That is the only way you're going to be marketable. Because then you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt, whatever is in the word, you see it for yourself. You just don't merely take somebody else's word. So 1 John 4, 1 to 5, check the word. Okay? All right. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. See what I'm just saying to you? You may go out there ministering. You're not God. You may even start this new. You may start this new ministering to someone, and you feel in your heart, this is how the situation's supposed to go. But because you're new at it, even if you're not even new at it, sometimes you may mess up. You don't go get, upset or worry about it. No. Because the word of God is saying, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit where it is of God. What is it saying? I go out to minister. I felt in my heart that there's something wrong with this person, and I got it wrong. Now I double check with the person. I said, I felt like this is going on. They said, oh, no. That happened to me multiple times. Sometimes I might be correct and the person might be wrong and they'll come back and apologize. But this time we're going to another scenario. I'm saying, no, this time I'm wrong. And the person said, no. So what are you doing? He said, okay. And you move on. This is how you try the spirit. Try the spirit. That doesn't necessarily mean the person is false. Right? But then you may go in front of somebody who is false also, false prophet also, and they're giving you wrong information also. But because you do not know how to discern right from wrong in the spirit, you are going to take on the foolishness and run with it. No. When somebody prophesied to you, it's up to you to say, okay. For me, I believe God should have already talked to you or been talking to you in regards to what they talked to you about. Or if God did not talk to you about what they said, it is up to you at this particular given time to move on and take the information and put it on the back burner. Okay? Because you do not live by prophecy. Okay? You do not live by that. You put it on the back burner. Now, if it comes to pass, fine. If somebody ministered to you, fine. And it feels, like, oh yeah, God had talked to me about it. Or yes, I felt in my heart about that. So what they're doing, they're confirming what was already in your spirit, man. So you're trying the spirit also. So it's very important to take 1 John 4:1-5 and decipher it, trying the spirit. Make sure it's of God, because it says not every spirit comes and says God is God. That doesn't necessarily mean that a person is wrong. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're wrong. It's just that maybe, they might missed it, or I might missed it. Or you might missed it, We're not God, but we try the spirit. Try the spirit. Try the spirit. And see if it's of God. Now, let me see what Hebrews 4:12 says. This one is a very good one, the one that we have, 1 John 4:1-5. That's very good. Hebrews 4:12. Let's check out Hebrews 4:12 and see what it says. It may not necessarily mean the subject that we're talking about, but let us see what it is. For the word of God is quick, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it divides. And it is all the way here down, discerner of the thought of the insight, the intents of the heart. So discerning. It will discern the heart. It will let you know what's right from wrong. It will give you spiritual insight. Because remember now, discerning means you're getting information of that particular situation that's right in front of you. You may be able to have the eyes of the spirit. You may be able to go to bed and dream. Some dreams are prophetic dreams. And you get them and you get up in the morning. Like, I got a prophetic dream last night. I didn't write it down, but it's right in my heart. And I'm going to watch it. I'm going to write it down. It's right there in my heart. I even got up out of my bed saying something about the word. Those are prophetic insight. What you do when you get those prophetic insight, you write them down. You keep pencil and paper at the side of your bed and you start writing. And you document your date. You want to be precise? Precise, you put your time. your time, your date, and you watch it come to pass. And if it doesn't come to pass, okay, just keep on moving. I have given out information to people. People, I'm telling you. And I have it written down, and they don't even accept the fact that I tell them it. Somebody else come by and give them that same information, what I give to them, and what they did. They recognize that person, but they don't recognize the root tell them. So what you gonna do? You're gonna get big-headed and be upset? No. No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Because it's not you. It's God who's giving you the information. And if they don't want to accept you, move on like what Jesus did. He said, brush your foot off. Brush your foot off. He said, brush it off and keep on moving. Keep on going. That's what he said. Brush it off. Keep on going. Hi, how are you? Brush it off and keep on going. Don't cry about your situation. Just move on and keep on going. Amen, 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 amen. So we're talking about discerning of spirit, not a suspicious spirit, but a spirit that knows how to discern, a spirit that knows how to see, a spirit that knows how to hear, and knows how to decipher, a spirit that knows, say, oh my God, this is what you want me to pray for? Oh my God, this person got cancer in their stomach, cancer here, overeating spirit, going through all different kind of stuff. And you just verify it. You verify it with the person. The way I minister, very seldomly I may go talk things out. I'll take them to the corner and I'll talk to them privately. Discerning. Another thing like discerning is having the eyes of the spirit, like a seer. You're able to see things in the spirit. Very, very important to be able to know things come into your house. You're sleeping in the night and these demonic spirit comes in, or evil obsession, or evil spirit, or you hear sounds and you hear noise in your basement. If you do have a basement, you hear noise in your bedroom, you hear noise in your bathroom, in your kitchen, you look at your children, if you have children, and they're not looking right. And you ask the Father, what's going on? What is going on in my home? And the Father, in your heart, he may not talk to you audible. He may not say, oh, Ruth, this is what's going on. No. But you may sense something in your spirit. Your true person that inside of you. Your God-given person inside of you. The person that's renewed. The person that says, I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. I want him to be my King. I repent from all my sins. And then I become saved. And then I have a new heart. He will take out the heart of flesh and he will give me a new heart. That's what it says in Ezekiel. I think it's Ezekiel 36, 26 to 30. He's going to take out that heart and he's going to give me a new heart. Why? Because I'm saved. Now I become a royal priesthood. Oh my God. I'm sitting in heavenly places with him. And you know what? Listen to this. Ephesians 2, verse 6 says, you're sitting together with him in heavenly places. Let me tell you something. And because you're sitting together with him in heavenly places, up from the grave he arose, you should be able to hear from him. You should be able to smell and know detestable things. You should be able to know when it's defiled and it's not good. You should be able to know. Let me tell you something. Our God reigns and he's looking for people who he can use and who he can work through. The discerning of spirit is vital to the body of Christ. Mom and dad who have children, you need to be able to discern
I'm not telling you to be nosy in their business, but I'm telling you to go to the Holy Father himself and ask God, what's going on in my house? What's going on in my life? Are you married with a husband or a wife? What's going on in my family matters? What is going on in my generation? Generational curse and generational garbage. What is going on? How do I see what's going on in my life? How do I drive it out? How do I tell these demons to back off and flee? How do I stand like Jesus stand and say, go, and they go, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? I am tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of the same foolishness going around the mountain like, oh my God. You remember Moses and those people that leave from Egypt? They're just going around. And I don't want to keep going around anymore. I want results. I want results. I want results. If I am supposed to be a chosen generation and I am holy, I want to know. I want to know. I'm sitting in heavenly places with him and I can't drive the demon out of my life. Don't you know I'm going to take authority over that mess? Don't you know I'm going to take authority over overeating? Don't you know I'm going to take authority over lying and gossiping and cheating and stealing and anything that's in the family bloodline? Nicotine, reefer, cocaine, homosexuality, lesbianism, anything that's in the bloodline that's not of you, Lord God. Poverty. Poverty. Having those children and they're not doing good in school. Let them feeling like they're mediocre when they're supposed to have kingdom rights because they come out of me, out of my loin, and nobody is not doing good. What is going on in my generation? I need to have discernment, not suspicious, but discerning what's going on. I need to know right from wrong, and I need to get the job done. I need to bind the spirit of procrastination. I need to get the job done. I need to get it. I need to be free from suspicion. I need to be free from being hate. I cannot drive the devil out of my house if I'm walking in hate. I cannot drive the devil out of my family if I'm walking in, not walking in love. Jesus said, you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. And also love him. I can't. If I want to do what Jesus does, when he said we must occupy until he comes, oh my God, here the scripture. Let's go get the scripture here. I'm ministering to you by the Spirit. Occupy till I come. I'm going in and get the scripture for this. Oh, shondori abalabosotori abalabakanda. Oh, shombeki sati kishunini na na na. Oh, rabaha tekiloto do tekilaba. Oh. The word of God declared that if I'm speaking in the spirit, no interpretation, you know what I'm doing? I'm building up myself. Building up my spirit, man. That's what I'm doing. Don't get too caught up with me. Build yourself up. If you don't know how to speak in tongues, open your mouth. That is a gift from God for you. Open your mouth and he will fill you right now. That's how it works. You say, that's a gift. Somebody give you a gift. Don't give it back. Hold on to it. Open your mouth and let him speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Let that language come in. Let that language come in. Manonita tokotorim babukota. Let our language come in the name of Jesus. Narokitama tokoria mama. Nisandoraba sandereya. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Maya no kondoria ba. 1913. This is when, you know, he was talking in regards to his disciples and he sent them out. He called the 10 servants and delivered 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Occupy. Go and do the work of the ministry. Go and do the work of the ministry. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive. How am I going to preach deliverance to the captive if I don't have what Jesus have? If I'm not sold out, if I don't know the word, when the enemy comes and try to raise havoc, I don't know how to tell them to go, and they have to go. The word of God said when Jesus was there, he said, go. And they said, what manner of man is this? He speak and they leave. So if he lives inside of me, if he sent me here to set the captive free, if I am royal priesthood, I got to get these scriptures in me. I got to know the word for me. That way, when I go out there and I stand, when the enemy comes, even before I come, the enemy have to take off and flee. I have seen that happen when I was in Orlando. But this man that was taking set on my family, when I went past him, the demons on that man started screaming in his sleep. I said, Lord, what's that? He said, you remember that scripture? And I'm like, what scripture? And he told me that when Jesus was passing, and when the demons see him, they start screaming. It was the man start, whoa, 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 whoa. That's how he was saying, whoa, 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 in his sleep. I was just going by. But the anointing hit him in his sleep. Jesus wants the same thing from us. He wants us to carry that anointing. But when the enemy sees it, I'm telling you, the man terrorized Kenneth, Trisha, and myself in that house. And this one night, I was sitting down there in the dining room area. And I passed him because he was sleeping in the living room. And I passed him. While I'm going past, the man starts screaming. And he's sleeping. Now, let me tell you, I felt all kind of hair stick up in the back of my head. You know why? Because there was this evil spirit there. And how I know? Whenever an evil spirit is around me, I could feel it. I could feel it. So I know how to discern. And you know that too. Don't be scared. Jesus was not scared. Jesus walked. People coming out of tombs. And he drive them back. He said, wait a minute now. What you doing out here? What do you want? I'm paraphrasing it. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for yourself. And you will see the same statements in there. You'll see it in there. I'm not making these things up. You need to go read it for yourself. Once you read it for yourself, nobody can tell you no different. I read it. I read the whole book of Matthew. I read it. I read it. Now I'm in Mark. I read it myself. So therefore, I'm telling you what I see. One of them said, Jesus, why do you come to torment me before time? And Jesus told him to hold his peace. And they asked him where he wants to go. He said he wanted to go on the pigs. And he went, he said, go. Just like that. And those demons went just like that. And they went down into the pig. And the pig went down into the ocean. We call it the sea, whatever you want to call it. They went into water, whatever you want to call it. whatever, and how you want to paraphrase it, it is totally up to you. They went in the pigs and there were legions. Okay? Demonic spirits are looking for a body. They drown in the water, but spirits are looking for a body. Why would we want them to be in our body? Why? Why not evict them? Why would they want to come in our house and live in there for free? Evict them out of your house. Drive them out. Please, tomorrow morning or tonight, do not go argue with folks. Walk in love. Put up your bootstrap. Button up your shoes. Straighten up. Be a soldier in the army. Stomp him on his head. The enemy. Every single person that you have a problem with or you're wrestling with, it's not them. Ephesians 6 talk about, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. We have gone over that scripture time and time again. Now it's your time to go look it over. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. See, we're wrestling with flesh and blood? No. We're dealing with spiritual wickednesses in high places. And it tells you how to dismantle them. You cannot do this by yourself. You got to do it with the word of God. Jesus, before he went and in any kind of combat with the enemy, he went away for 40 days with the enemy. Yes, read it for yourself. It's in the scriptures. He went away. And after the 40 days was up, the enemy came and said, man, he is going to give him food. He wanted to turn this stone into bread. Read it for yourself. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. Go read it for yourself. It's right there in Matthew. It's right there. You have to make time out for yourself. You got to read it. He come down and he show him all these different things. It's not even his, but he want to give it to him. Ain't that something? It is not your stuff. You didn't create it. You didn't make it. These are not your things. You didn't create these things. These are not something that's for you, which you're planning and giving it away. And it's not even yours. It's not even yours. But yet you want to give it up and say, I'm going to give this to you. That's presumptuous. The enemy is a lookalike. He is a demonic power from the pit of hell. And it's high time you give him notice and evict him out of your face and out of your area, out of your family's life and out of your life. It is high time I run him out of my area and run him out of my face and stand firm and take authority over him and his crap. And you know what? And flush him. That's what they do to crap. They flush it. They don't paddicate it. They flush it because it stinks. Flush him out. He's a lookalike. The discerning of spirits, that what we need. We need that. We need that. A prophetic utterance. We need to be able to speak to God. We need to be able to have power. We need to be able to stand. Lord God Almighty, some of our houses full with demonic activities. You didn't bring it there. Some of you didn't bring it there. But it's because of generation. Because of generation to generation. What are some of the things that the enemy brings in on us? What are some of the things he bring in? What are some of the things he bring in? He brings, you know, he oppress you. Oppression. Oh, my God. Brings in oppression. Let's read Mark 9. Oppression. He oppress you. He try to tear you down. Mark 9:20 to 23. Now, Mother could not about say that.
Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes to your will.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I'm standing in the gap with you, standing in the gap with you, standing in the gap with you tonight. Oh, I call for finances from the east. Oh, that one that going through that dilemma tonight that needs mortgage to be paid. Mortgage to be paid. Behind in their mortgage tonight. Looking for a home tonight. Financial situation, burdened down and need funds tonight. Problem with the children. Oh my God. Only 10 and 12 and they're trying to give lips. Going to school and they're telling the parents not can't talk to them. And so they come in and they try to raise havoc in the home. Oh God, put your hand up. Put your hand up and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of oppression out of my house tonight. I bind oppression out of my house tonight. I come against the spirit of oppression out of my house tonight. I drive out oppression tonight. In the name of Jesus, put your hand up. Put your hand up and drive it out. We come against every demonic spirit tonight. We drive them out of the house tonight. We come under the rug, in the rug, under the rug, on top of the rug. And we drive out every ant's nest out of the house tonight. Every demonic spirit that comes in the house, every water type spirit that comes into the house, every bird type spirit that comes into the house. Oh my, Mikilitotu Nukuta. Ah, Lord God Almighty. Every incestual spirit, spirit of incest, being raped, you got raped when you're young, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every foul, detestable spirit. I bind the spirit of gambling and sex. Oh my God, sexual demon in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, people have shopping disorders. Going out and spending money left to right. I break that. That brings forth poverty in the house and they can't even get to pay their bills. In the mighty name of Jesus, obsession, obsession, obsession. Compulsive obsession. Come against that in the name. I come against eating disorder in the name of Jesus. Drinking in the name of Jesus. Any demonic influence in the home in the name of Jesus. Any sin in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Anything that come in to ruin that generation, I call for the spirit of deliverance, the spirit of deliverance, the spirit of deliverance. My God. My God, my God, my God. Any compulsive spirit, any disorder, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Family torment, spirit of addiction. Father, I give you praise. Oh my God, I have crack cocaine. I give you praise, Father. Drive that out, Father. People that have sin in their lives, sexual sin, family incest, generational curse, rape. We break that off of the family. Break that now, God. Anger in the family. Anger in the family. I break it. Put your hand up and just break that anger out of the family. Family anger. Oh my God, I remember when my father used to just beat, just come and just start beating people. Thump, you know, they in Jamaica, they say thump you, but you know, they knock you in the eye. Oh my God, that is cruelty.
In the name of Jesus. Spirit of perversion and pornography. They brought it in the home. Any kind of computer games. Those kids are, well, I call them children. They don't kids, because you know, round gold kid. No, we call them children. Bring it in the house. Cyber sex in the home. Watch those young children, what they're doing. Go into their room, look under their bed. See what they have under there. Gambling. Watch the babies, watch them, watch their minds, see what's going on. Any kind of addiction, see what's going on. Any kind of mental torment, see what's going on in your house. Walk in forgiveness, walk. Walk in forgiveness. Forgive anyone that hurts you. Just forgive. The enemy comes in with stronghold and hold you down. Because we don't know how to forgive. Forgive. Let's walk in the spirit of forgiveness. And give the devil a black eye. Forgive each other. Substance abuse, heroin, tobacco. And my family is overeating. Oh God, we love some food and we go excessive. And I strongly believe that when my daddy was holding on to all those food and didn't want to give it, and I almost died at one time for food, starvation, all those things come back to haunt you. And then being raped. Molestation. You got to get back into your generation and you got to call it out. You got to be free. You got to be set free. People tell you that you're not going to amount to nothing. You're not going to come to nothing. And they talk about, you got to break those words off of you. Silence those words off of you. Drive them out of you. Drive them from around you. You got to walk as king and queen. You got to tear it out tonight. You got to get rid of it. In the name of Jesus, you got to come against every foul, demonic spirit. People trying to tell you you don't look good and you don't. No. The spirit of perversion. Makoshiti labositi. Addiction. You wanted to do something in life and you didn't get to do it. And you just like, no man, I can't amount to nothing. That's a lie. And all this tormenting spirit comes to torment you. Drive them out. We got to drive them out tonight. Drive them out. Spirit of torment. Drive them out. Enough is enough. Drive them out. 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 Any kind of trauma that you went through, I've been through trauma when I was young. God Almighty, I had to forgive my daddy. And I had to forgive all those people, gang rape. Oh my God. Some of them is dead, but I had to forgive them. It's not easy. I have to forgive people who misuse and mistreat you. I had us to give. I had to forgive baby fathers, boyfriend, girlfriends, sexual sin, reefer, nicotine, unclean before God. Unclean. Gotta walk out of the kingdom of darkness and walk in the kingdom of light, because he is light. You must walk in the spirit. You must walk. You must walk. You must walk. You must walk in the spirit of deliverance. All those demonic influence that comes in with trauma, you gotta say, God, and come out of this. All those emotions, emotional feelings. And some of those trauma you don't even remember, but you gotta ask God to bring them back to your remembrance. And once they come, you drive them out. You drive them out. You drive them out. Those trauma, they're like snakes. And if you don't get rid of them, you cannot be set free. Those snakes that come in, you cannot be set free. You gotta get yourself set free. Set yourself free. My God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, I lift my hands to the heavens, God. And I bind the spirit of trauma right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I drive it out. I drive it out. I come in with the iron. Yes. I come in with the iron and the coal. Yes. Like in the olden days when you put the coal in the iron. And you come in and you go back to basic and you drive it out. You drive it out. You drive it out. All those demonic incest and touching, family touching their cousins and their nieces and their uncles and their aunts. We drive it out. We drive out wants. We drive it out. Drive all poverty. We drive it out. Drive it out. Drive it out. Drive it out. Spiritual obsession. Drive it out. Drive it out. Demonic influence. Drive it out. Anything that's being drawn. Anything that have control. We drive it out. We put a pressurizer on it. And we drive it out. Out. In the name of Jesus. 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 I just heard something just now. In the name of Jesus. And for 7 days. If you want to be a part of this fast,
everything that we talk about tonight in this fast, we are going to give God thanks for this fast. And we are going to start on the 13th. We're going to fast. And we're going to end it on that Thursday evening. So on this fast here, because we're going to end it at 7:30 p.m., we're going to take communion. So if you're going to be on this fast, please bring your water, your juice, and your bread for that fast, for the breaking of that communion. Also, we will be fasting back like we always originally does. We're going to fast from 6 to 3 p.m. We're going to fast from 6 to 3 p.m. But on the day, the Thursday, when we're going to break the fast, we're going to start fasting from 12 p.m. And we're going to break it at 7:30 p.m. Now, this fast will be fruits, vegetables, water. So we're going to start it on the 13th. Now, what I'm going to do, I am only sending out the fast to the people right now that's online. So you people know who you are that's on this call right now. I want you to send me a text. I'm not texting out anybody. It's going to be up to you. That's between you and God. You're going to send me a text because you are online. I am not going to participate with any person that just go in and listen to. I'm just doing it for online right now. Okay? What you do, you let me know that you want to be on this fast. And then I'm going to give out the information. Okay? I will give all the information to the individual that was on here, all right? Nobody else texts me. If you listen to it on the in the email or whatever, on the on our, I'm trying to think here. If you listen to it on our website, that's not for you, okay? That's just not for you. I'm just going to be instructed to who was here and who listened to tonight, because you know what? This is very important. It's very important. This is very, very important, and I have no time for the foolishness. It's very important. And when you call the class, you should be in class. Should be trying to get the stuff done, because this is very, the devil is real and he ain't playing.
And I'm not playing either. But I'm just going to go by the instruction that was given to me. Whoever is on the line, those are the ones that's in the fast tonight. Okay? That's it. And I'm going to ask Kenneth to give me the rundown of the names that's on here. Yeah, I got it. I'll just take a copy of it right now. And if you want to be in on the fast, out of all these people that's on here, you just let me know. I have no time to waste. None whatsoever. The Father has placed some information in my heart, what needs to be done, and the information is going to be given out. We've been doing this long enough, years. It's time for us to move on and get what needs to be done. All ministers, every single person down this line, God is training you to be a minister. Whether you like it or not, you're in a Mark 16, where the Bible tells you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In the name of Jesus, you will lay hands on the sick. You better look it over. As a matter of fact, let me read it and then I'm out. Mark 16. This is after Jesus, you know, those people that were, I would say he called them stiff-necked. You know, their neck was kind of stiff and they don't know how to turn it, in other words. He said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do for you guys. Even though you were this and even though you were that, he said, look. And he said, go into the world and preach the gospel. He didn't tell you that you have to get a certificate. He didn't tell you that you have to be ordained. No, he did not. He said, go. And guess what? Before he sent them to go, he trained them. He gave them information. And then the Holy Spirit teach them how to execute. So when we come here, the Holy Spirit gives the teaching. I'm only a vessel that he's using. And we are all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether we like it or not, once you give your life to Jesus Christ, go into all the world and preach the gospel. All you got to do is give them your testimony. And you're preaching. You don't have to go to no seminar and no graveyard. Now, he said, Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, and ye that believe is baptized. And is baptized shall be saved. And he that believe it not shall be damned. And listen to this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What? You don't go following signs. Signs follow you. In my name. In whose name? In the name of Jesus. This is what we're training for. To cast out devils. And to speak with new tongues. To take up serpents. And to, if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I remember when I first got saved. And I got baptized in the Adventist church, and my mom, not my real mom, but my mama that was, you know, we raised up in Hartford with, we went to a meeting up in Catskill, I think it was Catskill up there in New York, and just got saved. And there is a thing in the, some kind of thing that, I forgot the name of it, but if you go against it, it can scratch your skin and all kinds of scratches. And somebody went in it and they got all kinds of scratches. They were just scratching themselves. But because I had just gotten saved and I read this scripture, as a matter of fact, God gave me the scripture when he first called me. And I felt in my heart that I could go into the same place that this person went in, and there will be no scratches on my skin. And let me tell you something, as I sit in this chair, I took myself and I went and I go walla. I mean, I rub my, and I come out with no scratch. I don't know if I could do it right now again, but at the time, the Father was making a statement. I believe in my heart. And he did that. And nothing happened to me. And that's the scripture right there in verse 18. You should drink deadly things and nothing will hurt them. They should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Every demonic force and sword, we drive them out in the name of Jesus. And we call for the fire, target of the enemy, to flee. Flee. And we say right now, you are up and out in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. No other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. And I say certainly, precious Holy Father, move now among your people and let the blood of Jesus come in and ignite and touch every single person under the sound of my voice. Father, your instructions were that if they're online, they're a part of the fast. And they're supposed to get in touch with me, because I'm not going to get in touch with them. They're going to text me and tell me, yeah, they want to be a part. And if they don't want to be a part, that's fine. I'm just going by the leading of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, your blood stain is upon every single one of us. This is just like the day of Moses. When the Israelites were there. And every single blood post that have the blood of Jesus on them. On that post, the enemy was not able to come in and touch them. But the ones that did not have the blood on the doorpost, when the death angel come, he make a sweep, and they were all out. Tonight, I'll declare in the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is on every single doorpost. And I say, back up, enemy. Back up and back off and flee. The blood of Jesus is against you. We serve you eviction notice. And on the 14th, the 13th, the 16th, and the 15th. 16, 15, 14, 13, 16, 15, 14, 13, 13, 14, 15. We will come into the heavenly court, and we will give the Father praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Heavenly court for praises. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, there is no God beside you. And tonight we say shalom. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. God's face shine upon you. And may God give you supernatural peace. But there's no peace. Supernatural joy. But there's no joy. The blessings of the Lord make you rich, and it add no sorrow to it. Prophetic training class is over, and I would say to you tonight, shalom, shalom, shalom.